Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Meredith Sherb, and she's the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Levon. Nice to see you.
Thank you. And you have, I think it's sort of a unique opportunity for folks coming up. So let's talk about when and what time. And of course, I think I know where.
Yes, we are having a local authors event here at the library. And it's tomorrow evening, May 22nd, from 5 until 7.
Okay, local authors. I think a lot of us have no idea how many authors that we have in our area.
Yes, you have here in Southwest Iowa, we have a number of them. I have their names here of those that are coming. There's Lila Hogeveen and Shona Putnam, Alan Stark, Carrie Saucer, Kimberly and Frank Spillers, Floyd Pierce, Roy Marshall, and John Fleming. And that's just the ones that we came up with in our first kind of like brainstorming. So I know there's others, and if this goes over well, we may have another one and stuff. But yeah, Southwest Iowa is blessed with a number of local authors. So yeah.
And I'm sure they were going to be signing books, bringing some books with them.
Yes, that is the idea. So they're going to bring their books so people can come and they can buy a book, they can get it signed, you know, talk about writing, talk about, you know, if they're working on new projects, anything like that. It's just a chance to kind of meet some of these local writers. Mm-hmm. So,
and they are all from Atlantic.
I don't think they all are. I know Floyd Pierce, I believe, is from Cumberland. Uh-huh. And I think Shona and Lila are from Griswold. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You bet. And then you have Roy Marshall in there who writes about Lewis. Yeah. I'm not sure if he lives in Lewis, but anyhow, he is. I always think of him as a Lewisite because a lot of his books have been about Lewis.
Yeah, from what I said, I'm not sure if he lives in Lewis either, but I think he was originally from there. Right. So he definitely has a connection with the area that way. So
we can learn about a lot of the different parts of the county, and again, things that I think people don't know about. Roy's recent book about the lake that has disappeared, I think many people don't know about that.
Yeah, that's his most recent book is on Crystal Lake, which I think is down in the Lewis, or was down in the Lewis area. I don't know a whole lot about it either, but I'm sure if you came and asked him about it, he'd be happy to tell you. So
Meredith, you're going to learn along with everybody else.
That is my plan, yes. I'm really excited.
Yes. Because, Meredith, you haven't been in the Atlantic area very long. How long have you been here?
Just since October, so a little over 7 months. So, yes, I'm learning a lot as well.
And, of course, that is important to kind of find out what people are interested in and find out a little bit about the history. So Roy's book is history. I think we have at least one other book or series of books that's history-related.
Yes, I believe Shona Putnam and Lila Hogeveen's is history related. I think they did one on Atlantic itself as well as one on Cass County.
And then some of the others, it's a wide variety of topics here in terms of Carrie Saucer's is related to health.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't remember what the title of it is.
Well, I don't remember either, but I know it's about health because that's Carrie's job.
Yes, it's definitely related to her career. So yeah, be sure to ask her about that as well. I'm sure that's an interesting one. And I know Floyd Pierce has written lots of different things, poetry and different things like that. So he's written a variety. And then the Spillers have written a book. I think they kind of described it as a human resources book. It's the B WUCA way. Mm-hmm. And I know WUCA stands for something, though. I'm not entirely sure what, but it has to do with getting along with people in the workplace and different environments like that. So it can be helpful to anyone, I'm sure.
Okay. And Alan's is sort of a personal relationships kind of book also, and he has written several.
Yes. Yep, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. So come and get acquainted with all these folks. As you say, ask them questions. Where is this going to be set up in the library?
It'll be downstairs in our meeting room.
Okay, kind of go from author to author. It's kind of like speed dating?
Sort of, yes. Everybody will be at their own table, and you can just kind of wander around and wander through. Okay. Be sure to hit everybody. So
maybe speed reading would be a better way to put it, Meredith. So this is a really neat kind of thing to happen. And as you say, there are others. And I think perhaps in the past there have been some book signings at the library, but this is a chance to meet more at one time.
Yeah, all at one time. It's not just the one author. So I think, you know, if you should be able to find someone's book that you're interested in, and some authors, and some that you maybe haven't heard of before. So,
and of course, talking about books, one of the major things at the public library, I think it's always interesting to see your list of new books, always new books at the library. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's never ending. Authors never stop writing, and we always want to kind of try and keep, you know, a new and current collection and to spark people's interest and things. So yes, we're always ordering new books. Mm-hmm.
A great resource for us. If people don't come to the library, they're really missing out on something. The other thing that I enjoy is coming to check out magazines. You know, I used to subscribe to a lot, and I'm going, then they lay there, you know, and I can come to the library, check out a magazine, keep it for a week or so, and bring it back.
Yeah, that's what's so great. I'm the same way. I subscribe to magazines, I read them once, and then I'm done with them. But you know, the library is happy to subscribe to a number of a variety of them. So, yeah, be sure to come and check them out. We've got some new ones this year. So,
And then I see some folks at the library reading the newspaper.
Yep, that's another resource that we have. We have, of course, the local Atlantic News Telegraph, the Omaha World Herald, and the Des Moines Register. So a variety from the area and everything. So, yeah, it's another opportunity. If you don't want to subscribe to it, you know, please feel free to come down and read the daily paper here.
And it's pretty quiet, and you have some comfortable chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, comfortable chairs. It's quiet, some friendly company, and yeah, okay. Spend a few minutes.
And another resource, if people haven't been here recently, within the last number of years, actually, you have computers.
Yes, we do. We have 17 public workstations, and they're connected to the internet. So they also have like all the different Microsoft Office products, so Word and Excel if you needed to write something up or do something like that. But yeah, that's another resource. And we have a lot of online databases as well. So if you're looking to do research and you don't want to go the Google route, which, you know, you never know exactly what you're going to get, we have some really great resources. So ask us about those as well.
Okay, that's really good to know, because I think we do get in kind of a rut. I get in a rut of just going to the same place all the time. And there are a variety of resources out there. And can you give some advice as people are here in terms of credibility? Because, you know, anybody can put almost anything on the web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the tricky things about the web. You can get a wealth of information, but it's not very well organized necessarily, and it is hard to tell if they're a reputable source or not. So that's why it's a good idea, especially if you're doing research, if it's like for a school paper or you want something that you can be sure is quality information, you know, look to our databases. EBSCOhost is one that we have, and they have multitude of magazine articles, and you know it's going to be good and solid information. So that's a really good one there. We have a new one called Learning Express. So if you're looking, I don't know, to change careers, or if you're studying for like an AP exam or something like that, that's another really great source there. And that's really good information that they keep up to date. So you're going to get the most current, accurate information from that as well.
And what about, are there some genealogy sources? I know you have a special room in the library, but is there something online that people can come and use?
Yes, there is. We have two genealogy databases. There's Heritage Quest and there's Ancestry. Ancestry is one you would have to come to the library to use. It's not accessible outside of the library, but Heritage Quest you could access either in the library, or if you have a computer and internet at home, you could access it from there as well.
Okay, and something we probably should mention when you're talking about access from home is that we can access many books from home by working through the library.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, the databases are that way as well, but then we also are members of the Wilbur Consortium, which is an online ebook and audiobook lending site, basically. So that's another way. You wouldn't have to come to the library to get those. You can just log in through our website with your barcode number, which we can give to you, and a phone number is your password, and then you can download books onto your e-reader device or onto your computer or something like that. Okay. So that's another resource.
So as you come to the library and you say, I don't know how to do that, just I'm sure anybody who's helping check out a book can give that information. It sounds pretty simple.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Sometimes the first go around feels a little weird, but the more you do it, the more you'll get used to it. And yeah, any of us here would be happy to help you with that.
Okay, great resources. A way to save money, actually, in terms of not having to purchase all those kinds of things and have them in our homes. And yet we can do it in the comfort of our homes.
Right, exactly. It's cost benefit to you guys, but yeah, you can do it from the comfort of your home, which is always nice. Mm-hmm. Any time of day, 24/7. So the library is a little bit accessible, even when we're not actually, the physical building isn't open.
Good point. Anytime. Okay, let's remind folks again about this visit with authors. What time is it and when is it?
It is tomorrow evening, the 22nd, and it is from 5 until 7 in our meeting room.
Okay, come by the Atlantic Public Library, and the address. I mean, hopefully everybody knows where it's at, but just in case.
It's 507 Poplar Street.
All right. And stop by. If you're not coming to the Atlantic Library, I always encourage you to visit your local library. We have great libraries all over Cass County and all over Southwest Iowa. Thank you so much, Meredith Sherb, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Here it is. The only way to avoid making a mistake is to do nothing.